Maybe just a quick question to help on that line of thinking. Verse 19, why the law? And I don't know how far you really want to get into this. We have time.
Yeah, we
do. So just the question of, to help us to understand it, would be, does the law make sinners?
No.
It doesn't.
Tell me why.
The law is from God. The law is perfect, but we are born to sin because we're of Adam's race, and the law brings it alive in us, as it says in Romans.
So it reveals what we are.
Yes, it's like a flashlight,
like a mirror.
Right.
Or like a mirror.
Shows us what
we are.
So
it doesn't make a sinner.
Right.
It proves that you are one.
That's right.
There's a verse in Romans 3 that says that.
Romans 3, verse 19 says, now we know that what things soever the law says, it says to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. In this last part, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
It will be good for you in your groups tonight to go over this some more. I want to tell you, don't be discouraged if some things are not quite clear yet. They will get clear as you get on your knees and you say, Lord, open your word to me. Help me to understand it. And as you realize, God has placed older ones in your group and we're available. I'm going to say again, if you have questions, you want to sit and talk about this a little while this afternoon, there's a lot of us here that would love to sit down and go over these things with you in the quietness of a room somewhere. So don't be discouraged, and we'll tackle it again tomorrow, right?
I told you, by Friday, you're going to be changing completely.